A company in Berkshire County is working on manufacturing new drugs to treat COVID-19. Berkshire Sterile Manufacturing's home is a nondescript warehouse off Route 102 just south of Lee, Massachusetts.
We do sterile fill finish of pharmaceutical injectable drug products.
Sean Kinney, president of BSM.
Our customers are usually pharmaceutical and biotech companies. They will ship us their raw material, the chemical, the drug substance, if you would.
From that raw material, a usable drug is created. BSM makes a full batch, adjusts factors like concentration and strength, and then sterile filters it and loads it up in vials, syringes, or cartridges.
We work primarily with companies that are in clinical phase, new drug molecules being investigated for a variety of different sicknesses, illnesses that need to be cured.
We currently have been approached by three different companies, all three of which have been our clients, and each of them have a COVID treatment.
Andrea Wagner is BSM Senior Vice President of Business Development.
The issue with COVID is that it basically blocks the lungs from distributing oxygen to your body, and these treatments are designed to open up those airways and get oxygen through.
Kinney says that each of the three companies, who cannot be named due to confidentiality agreements, are approaching the problem from a different vantage point. One of the drug molecules attacks inflammation.
The problem with many of these patients that get pneumonia is the inflammation of the lungs. And if they can disrupt the inflammation process so you don't get inflammation, these patients will be able to continue to breathe and hopefully do well.
Another drug boosts the immune system.
They're hoping if they can boost the immune system of people that some of them won't get to the advanced stages of the pneumonia that they see.
The third seeks to expand how much oxygen the lungs can take in.
They're hoping that in these cases where people are having difficulty to breathe, if they can improve the oxygen uptake, that will help in the later stages of the disease.
It's all hands on deck to rush production of the experimental COVID-19 treatments.
We have the process engineers that have to write the manufacturing directions and records that are required. Of course, the manufacturing folks are doing the manufacturing. We've got the quality control people that are doing all the testing to release all the materials into manufacturing and then testing the final drug product to ensure it meets all of its quality attributes. The quality assurance group then is very important in reviewing all the documentation and giving the final release of the product to the clinic.
All 150 or so BSM employees are working overtime to finish the job.
The employees here are very proud to be able to do something to help the situation that's going on right now. They've all volunteered to come in for their weekend to do the work that's necessary. We are giving them all bonuses for doing this, but even if we didn't, I feel that all of these employees would be in here working just as hard.
Wagner says a fast-track production schedule would normally mean a turnaround time of 6 to 8 weeks or longer.
So in this case, we were approached by the client approximately a week and a half ago. We've already done the filling for that. It's under test currently. It will be shipped out of here as soon as we get the release from our quality group and our quality control group. And so that we're targeting about 2.5 weeks from Monday, this coming Monday. So we've been able to turn this around in a matter of 3.5 weeks.
BSM is now hiring to further expand its operations. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.